This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Monday, February 3rd. We finally made it. Now this month is going to go by like that.
It's already February 3rd.
I know. It's like a blink of an eye and we're already 3 days into February, but welcome to the show. So glad to have you guys here. Busy weekend, a lot going on. Super Bowl coming up next weekend. We had the Grammys last night. There's been so much happening. How you doing?
I'm good. I felt like this weekend was like 2 seconds.
Yes, it went by very fast.
I think with everything, with when we were at the Thrill Game Friday, Saturday, I felt like, oh, no work. And then yesterday, I think just on top of the Grammys and just everything with work, Sunday felt like maybe like 4 hours. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was. There was a lot going on. I was really bummed because I missed the Grammys when they aired live, but I was getting updates. I was at the Thrill Game. The Thrill played on Friday and on Sunday, and so the game started at 5 o'clock. So I was there, and then I got some texts on people that won, so I kind of had an idea. But then when I got home, they replayed it at 8 o'clock, and so I ended up watching it then, and it was just so long. There was no way I was going to get through the entire show. So kind of, you know, on the DVR fast forwarding, but we definitely have a lot to talk about as far as Grammys go this morning.
Yeah. I watched the Grammys, I would say from start to beginning, but it was on in the living room. And then I was working in the office. So whenever I heard something like Chappell Roan is on, like performing, and then I'm like, oh, and then it's funny because you could see me if you saw a camera in my house running from the office to the living room, I'd be standing up and like, okay, Chappell Roan's done. Commercial time. And then I go to the office and I'd be doing my work. So I think overall the Grammys were good. I think they were overall, yeah, I think they were really good, in my opinion.
What I saw was, it was decent. Like I said, I didn't see the whole thing, but I'm just seeing a ton of chatter over some of the winners last night. People agreeing, people disagreeing.
Of course.
A lot of people have opinions on that. So, of course, we'll bring all of that up coming up this morning. We actually have something really cool on the way. Is that 7 o'clock we make that?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, we have a big concert announcement to make. And on top of that, we will be giving away tickets for that show in the 8 o'clock hour with Heads Up. So you don't want to miss that. Speaking of concerts, Beyonce, I saw that she announced the Cowboy Carter tour this weekend. And then this morning I woke up and saw on Instagram that she listed the cities that it's going to be coming to. Not a ton of cities, but Las Vegas is on the list. I thought there would be more cities. Maybe this is just the beginning. If it's a big tour, I don't know why I thought there would be multiple stops, but there's not that many cities on there.
Unless there's a lot of stops. No, I'm sorry. There's a lot of shows in those cities.
Like multiple nights.
Yeah, multiple nights. Like Vegas has 3 nights. London has 5 nights. You know, stuff like that. Maybe here, like little mini residencies in these cities. But when I woke up to it, I woke up randomly at like 1 a.m. I have a Beyonce group chat and it was going crazy. It was so, I'm so excited for this.
Yeah, there's a lot happening with that. The Grammys, a ton to get to this morning. So thank you guys for joining us. And don't forget, we've got a bunch of prizes to give away too. That's all on the way, but let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Show Me Love by Robin S? Do you want to hear Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison? Do you want to hear Face Down by Red Jumpsuit Apparatus? Do you feel like a man when you push her around? Do you feel better now as she falls to the ground? Those are your choices. Let's get those votes in right now. You can do it a few ways. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning, or you can text or call us at 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. I talked about trying something new when I slept a couple of weeks ago, and I swear by it now. In fact, I don't think I'll ever be able to sleep without this stuff ever again. It's just completely transformed my sleep. And it's mouth tape. I talked about this.
Yes.
So I got this mouth tape stuff because I was starting to breathe through my mouth when I slept. And I wasn't quite snoring, but Matt said I would make like weird, like kind of choky noises and stuff. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this mouth tape. It's supposed to help accentuate like your jawline. It's supposed to help prevent you from breathing through your mouth. It's just, there's like a lot of benefits. So I started sleeping with it and I noticed that I was sleeping deeper at night. I was sleeping longer. I wasn't waking up in the middle of the night because I was like all, you know,
dry
doing that.
Yeah. Stuff.
I mean, it just completely transformed how I was sleeping. So, Matt, when he sleeps, my husband, he doesn't snore either, but he does this thing when he sleeps. He goes, like it's just, and it always wakes me up when he does it.
It reminds me of those cartoons where you put a feather on their mouth. And it goes,
yes, that's exactly what it is. He's like, the feather goes up, feather goes down. And so I was like, you should try my mouth tape. And he's like, nah, I don't want to try your mouth tape. Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, it's called queen tape. So it's pink. It's like for girls and stuff. And yeah. I was like, just try it one night, please. And he's like, ugh. And he was so mad at me. Like, he's just like, why are you forcing me to do this? I'm like, I'm not forcing you. I just really think this will help your sleep. Secretly, I'm doing it because it'll help my sleep.
Absolutely.
But I'm telling you, it's going to help your sleep. So he puts my pink tape on that night.
Oh,
and the next morning, I was like, I didn't hear a peep from him all night. Like, dead silent.
Nice.
I was just like, what is happening? I asked him, I'm like, how did you sleep last night? He's like, pretty good. I knew that meant
yes.
He slept great. You know, like, he didn't want to admit it. And I was like, are you sure? And he's like, I'll try it again. I'm like, I think he's on it. So it got to the point where he goes, do those come in a bigger size? Because yeah, I don't know if they have like a female size. I mean, I looked it up and they make a king tape for the guys. So I ordered him the king tape. It's black.
Okay.
He doesn't have to wear pink stuff. And he has been sleeping with king tape. And oh my gosh. We're getting the best sleep ever.
Really?
Yes.
I have so many questions about the mouth tape. I won't get into too many, but with the mouth tape, when you take it off after, like in the morning, does it hurt?
No, not at all. Not at all. It's not that kind of like stickiness that like grabs onto your hair and stuff like that. Although I will say he did mention that when he didn't shave, it was harder for it to stick to his face. So he notices when he shaves, it stays better. So I don't know if you have facial hair, if that's going to work, but, I actually reuse, they say you use one a night, but I've been reusing mine for 3 nights in a row. So I'll take it off and I'll get the backs of the sticky and I'll just restick them back on. So they last me like 3 or 4 nights. It's really cool.
That is so crazy how Matt all of a sudden is wearing pink mouth tape at night and he just has a better sleep from it. That's really interesting.
Have you ever like asked someone to try something just because you loved it so much and then they were like reluctant, but then it turns out they loved it?
James loves spicy food. So when I thought of this item or this food item, I said, oh, James will love it. I got it at the grocery store. We could eat it with. We love tofu. And it's kimchi. I love kimchi. Right? So I said, okay, babe, try the tofu with the kimchi. He goes, okay, I'll try it. I open it and it has this very, very strong smell. So he goes, ooh, that's what kimchi smells like. I'm like, don't mind the smell. Just eat it. Just try it. So he tries it. One bite.
Ew, oh, he hated it.
He hated it. I'm so bummed. So every time I have kimchi, he has to like be 10 feet away from me because he hates it. I'm so sad.
Well, now you need the mouth tape to help you from your kimchi breath. Yes, exactly. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It's 6:03. It is Monday, February 3rd. You finally made it to February. Thank you guys so much for being here, getting things going. How you guys doing this morning?
Good. The game on Friday, Vegas awesome. Thrill game was so much fun. Mix 94.1 night. And I didn't expect to sit so close to the court where we got our seats. Jay, did you realize?
I was oh my God, we're right up
you
front.
You guys were sitting courtside seats. I saw you guys. What a night. It was insane. A reverse sweep. Like they lost the first two games. And then this is like their third reverse sweep of the season. My heart can't take it. This is why they're nicknamed the Cardiac Thrill because it is just craziness.
Can you explain what a reverse sweep is?
So you got to win the best of 5 games. So as soon as you win 3 games, you win the match. And they lost the first 2 games. So they had to win the next 3 in order to win the match. And that's what they did. Sweep. They swept the next 3 games. So yeah, it was really cool. But I saw you there, Steph, courtside. I kept seeing you flinch too. Were you afraid of getting hit?
I was so afraid because there was multiple times where the volleyball was going into our direction. So many times where James was catching the ball and giving it to the people that catch the balls. I was having so much anxiety because what happened when I was a kid is I've been hit in the face with, soccer balls, two of them, and 3 basketballs, all in 1 year.
Ugh.
I mean, we were playing horse one time, and I was catching the ball, like, underneath the net, and I've got hit in the face then. PE, 5th grade, hit in the face with the soccer ball straight at me. So at this volleyball game on Friday, the Vegas Thrill game, I was consistently like, my heart was, I was getting a cardiac arrest at the Vegas Thrill game because it was so scary.
Getting hit in the face by a volleyball is no joke. I think a basketball might hurt a little more, but I can totally understand why you would flinch like that. I can't tell you the number of times I've been hit in the face by a volleyball in games, just sitting on the sidelines watching my kid play. Like they're just, you gotta always be ready for that
stuff. How about getting a hit in the head with a golf ball from an errant shot? from a, the other fairway.
I never, that's never happened to me. When did that happen to you?
That was 2 years ago. I got hit in the head with a shot from another fairway. And I was like, what the heck was that, dude? I mean, the little ball hitting me on the head on another fairway. I mean, how crazy is that?
Did you get a bump? Did it grow like,
no, but the golf ball got a bump from J-Lo's hard hit. That golf ball was like, ow! Whose hard hit was that I just hit?
That's hurtful.
I'm kidding. All right, we've got so much coming up this morning. Tons of prizes to give away, including tickets to see The Weeknd. The Weeknd just announced coming to Allegiant Stadium. We've got your tickets at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. Huge concert announcement coming up at 8, and then we'll have tickets to that show with Heads Up in the 8 o'clock hour. And an early edition of Heads Up is on the way with tickets to see Tyler Henry. So don't miss that. But coming up next, we have What's Trending. Last night was the biggest night in music. Who won Grammys and who walked away empty-handed? That's next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
The Grammys are trending this morning. Last night was music's biggest night at the 67th Annual Grammy Awards, and Kendrick Lamar was the big winner. Not Like Us scored 5 Grammys, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Best Rap Song, Best Rap Performance, and Best Music Video. Here is Kendrick accepting an award.
This is what it's about, man, because at the end of the day, nothing more powerful than rap music. I don't care what it is. We are the culture. It's going to always stay here and live forever.
So also, a lot of people are talking about Beyonce. She made Grammy history yet again, finally winning her long-denied Album of the Year award as her groundbreaking Cowboy Carter won Album of the Year and Best Country Album Grammys.
I'd like to thank and acknowledge and praise all of the firefighters for keeping us safe. I just feel very full and very honored. It's been many, many years.
Now, earlier in the evening, she won her first ever country Grammy with her duet with Miley Cyrus, Two Most Wanted. That earned a Grammy for Best Country Duo Group Performance. What did you guys think of the Grammys last night?
I loved them. I liked seeing the performances for sure. There were some parts where I was like, kind of fading away. But overall, I was just really, really, really excited for Beyonce and Kendrick, just because it's just groundbreaking for both of these artists and for Beyonce to finally win Album of the Year after so many years of not winning, and for her to be the most nominated and the most winning Grammys, it just made me feel so happy for her.
Now, go ahead.
I'm just happy that I won. Chappell Roan did win. New artist. Yes!
Wait, what do you mean?
New artist. Didn't I picked there to win.
You called Chappell Roan to win Best New Artist?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was he changed his to Sabrina Carpenter.
I thought you changed it too.
I did?
Yeah. Yes.
But this is Chappell Roan winning Best New Artist. Oh, this is her performing, rather. This is her winning.
I told myself if I ever won a Grammy and I got to stand up here, I would demand that labels and the industry profiting millions of dollars off of artists would offer a livable wage and health care, especially to developing artists. Record labels need to treat their artists as valuable employees with a livable wage and health insurance and protection. Labels, we got you, but do you got us?
Yeah, that was like a little, I mean, that was very poignant, but very like, awkward.
Yeah, you know? But she always makes a statement wherever she goes.
Yeah,
so I'm not surprised.
Sure. She's amazing. I love her.
She did great. Our girl, Sabrina, she ended up walking home with 2 Grammys for Best Solo Pop Performance, Best Pop Vocal Album for Short and Sweet. Charlie XCX, she won last night, Best Dance Electronic Album. So many deserving winners. Taylor, She presented Beyonce with an award last night, but it looks like she walked away empty-handed. So she was really gracious, though. I really just like seeing how gracious and classy she is when everyone else wins and she's there supporting her. I love when Janelle Monáe threw her jacket out at performance and Taylor grabbed it and put it on. It was so cute.
I also love there was a special moment when Beyonce did win Album of the Year, and there was a scene or a shot of Taylor and Jay-Z having a moment. And I just thought that was really awesome. And I love Taylor's energy at any award show.
She's so fun.
And she always has a drink in her hand. She's just like the life of the party.
Yeah, she was great. Lady Gaga, she debuted a new song during the Grammys last night. This is off of her upcoming album. And the song is called Abracadabra. There was a lot happening last night. I thought it was a really good award show, what I saw of it. And so we'll have all the winners up on our website if you want to check it out at mix941.fm. And now it is time to win. Let's find a winner this morning for Heads Up. 702-364-9400 is our number. And caller 20, when you win Heads Up, we're going to get you two tickets to check out Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium at the Pearl Concert Theater over at the Palms. That show is February 16th. You want to go? Just be caller 20 right now. You get to pick your category. And when you get six answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Caller 20 plays right now at 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, it is time to win. Barb, you're caller 20. Are you ready to play Heads Up?
Oh, yes, I am.
Let's do it. We've got tickets for you to check out Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium over at the Pearl. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Grammy Awards, Down the Aisle, February Babies, Swan Lake, or Halftime Show?
How about February Babies?
February Babies. We are now in the month of February. These are all celebrities with February birthdays, okay?
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay. You'll get this. We just have to get six of them. No problem. We got this.
All right, Barb. Okay. Mercedes, you guys got this. Your 60 seconds starts now.
They say he's the greatest basketball player of all time.
Michael Jordan?
Yes. She is a singer from Colombia. She was on the Grammys last night. Her hips don't lie.
Shakira?
Yes. He was a member of One Direction. He sings Watermelon Sugar. Hi.
Oh. I forget his name.
Let's pass. Will Smith slapped him when he was hosting the Oscars.
Chris Rock.
Yes. She played Rachel on Friends.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yes. He is married to Mila Kunis. He was on That 70s Show.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yes. She is one of the twins on Full House. Oh, no. They're sister. They're sister. She played Wanda in WandaVision.
10 seconds.
I'm going to pass.
Elizabeth Olsen?
Yes! No, I'm not going to pass. Barb, nice. Great job, Barb. Congratulations. You got it. Oh, my gosh.
You
are better than I am. I'm saying the Full House twins, and I look at Steph, and she's shaking her head. I'm like, okay, then wait, that's not right. Thanks for the solid there, Steph. Barb, you just won. You got a pair of tickets to see Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium, at the Pearl Concert Theater on February 16th. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
What did you guys pass on?
We passed on Harry Styles.
Harry Styles.
I know. I just didn't want to waste time. I had no doubt that you would get it eventually, but we were on a time crunch. We needed to get that done. So nice job, Barb. We have more winning for you coming up this morning. Do you want to see The Weeknd when he comes to town? We just announced that show last week, and we've got your tickets to see him at Allegiant Stadium coming up at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. It's Mix. You know, I don't want to get in the middle of anyone's beef or anything like that, but I think it's important to hash things out. And J-Love, Ramon, are you guys are both on here?
Yeah, right here.
Yep, right here.
J-Love, you hurt Ramon's feelings. I just thought I'd let you know that.
What are you talking about?
You hurt his feelings because you looked at him like he didn't exist.
This is true.
When?
Several weeks ago at the EOS Fitness right here down the street on the station. I was working out, saw someone walk in. I thought it was you. Looked again. I was like, you know what? That is J-Love. I'll say what's up later because you were waiting for your personal trainer.
Yeah.
We get to the dumbbells, the free weights. We're working out. And I'm telling you, we locked eyes. I even took off my headphones and everything. And you walked right by me.
What are you talking about, dude? I didn't see you.
I'm telling you, you looked through me.
You literally made eye contact with him.
No, I did not.
I even took off my headphones to say hi.
Dude, I was probably focused on my workout. I don't even pay attention to people around me.
Jay, you can tell us now. Is there something that you don't like about Ramon that we need to hash out on the air? Yeah. You looked right through him, and he wanted to come and say hi to you, and you ignored him.
Bro, why didn't you just come say hi to me or just tap me on the shoulder or whatever?
Well, he literally looked at you to speak to him. You didn't see him when you looked
Dude,
at him?
I am so focused on working out. I'm not even thinking about other people around me.
Telling you, we locked eyes. I'm going to start calling you Jonathan from now on.
Is there something that you want to say, maybe an apology, Jay, that you didn't say hi to him?
But I didn't do anything wrong.
Okay.
I didn't see him.
Do you ever do that, though? I bet you're denying it and you just didn't want to talk. Because
no.
I did this once. Gosh. I was at Macy's at downtown Summerlin, and I'm walking through the jewelry department, and I see this person looking at jewelry, and it's someone we work with. And I was like, ah! I literally like crept behind the little jewelry display. You know those things with the earrings on them that spin?
Yes.
I spun it and I started walking to the other direction because I just did not want to talk to them. And it wasn't anything against them personally. It was just, you know, you're not in a mood to talk. And I knew I'd be there for 10 minutes. And so I just crept to the side, moved the display with me as it turned, and then just walked the other way because I didn't want to talk. So maybe that's what J-Love was doing.
I wasn't, dude, I'm still not, I'm just shocked by this. I didn't see you, I swear.
And I agree with what the Mercedes is saying, but you looked at me.
Dude, if I would have saw you, I'm still shocked by this. I can't believe that you saw me at the gym and you didn't say anything. You should have came to me.
We were walking towards each other. What are you talking about?
I did not see you, dog. That's what I'm saying, bro.
Maybe it's time to, instead of focusing on our bodies, focus on our eyes. And maybe it's time to get that eye exam we've been waiting for.
I feel bad now. I don't feel like a jerk because that's not me.
Jay, you should have just taken it like, yeah, I saw you. Didn't feel like talking to you.
Did you not want to say? You could have said that. You're like, hey, I saw you. I didn't want to say hi. Wasn't in the mood. Next time, though, just be like, just give me a wave, and we'll know. Like, we have this understanding that I said hi, but I don't feel like talking.
I apologize, dude. If you feel that way, I apologize. I'm sorry.
Ramon, next time you got to go right up to him and be like, hi, J-Love, it's me, Ramon. I work with you. How are you?
I'm just going to yell from across the gym.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right. Well, natural disasters like fires and floods, they're increasing. I think we've all seen that in the past few months, and that leads people to really reconsider where they live. And while extreme weather events can happen anywhere, it turns out some places are safer than others. And new research is telling us where those are. So they took property data from CoreLogic and they came up with the zip codes that are at the lowest risk of a natural disaster. So where is that? You better move to Detroit, Michigan. Detroit, Michigan is the lowest risk. They say the most likely weather crisis to happen there is a convective storm. Second on the list is El Paso, Texas, where the most likely threat is an inland flood. It might be surprising to see one zip code in the list is Los Angeles. Obviously, we've seen what they've been going through with the wildfires and stuff, but they say that there is a pocket of Los Angeles that's actually really well protected from fires, floods, and earthquakes. They are number 7 on the list, but right ahead of them, Las Vegas, Henderson, North Las Vegas. We are one of the safest metro areas from natural disasters.
Jay, you lived in Detroit. What do you think about living, how it was living up there?
The summers were amazing. The winters suck. I mean, it was so cold there. It was brutal. And the wind that comes off the lakes, it kills you. It doesn't matter how many layers you have on. He will go right through you.
That biting cold.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that reminds me of like Chicago cold.
Yes.
That's just a different kind of cold that you don't experience anywhere else.
Yeah, I think too, I think we were just having a conversation this past weekend with a coworker of ours who lived in Portland. And she really said that Portland and not getting enough sunlight really does affect like your mental health and just in general, just your mood and behavior. She goes, that's why they call it Key Portland Weird, because we're all weirdos. We don't get enough sunlight.
Well, that would. Portland was number 8 on this list of the safest areas from natural disasters in your old stomping grounds. San Diego, Chula Vista, Carlsbad, that area was number 9 on the list. So all kind of safer areas. Also this morning, we talked a little bit about the Grammys last night. Let's talk about the Grammy red carpet because people are talking about this one. Kanye West's wife, she wore nothing but a see-through dress to the Grammys. Last night, they arrived at the Grammy Awards together, Bianca Censori and Kanye West. And at first, they walked onto the carpet in all matching black outfits. And then there was a professional lip reader that says that Kanye said to her, "Take off your jacket." And she said, "I don't want to."
Mm.
But then he kind of looked at her and she did anyway. And that's when it all happened. She turned around, dropped her coat. She revealed a completely see-through dress that showed her entire bare body. I mean, let's face it, she was naked out there. Reports were originally that they were kicked out of the ceremony because they weren't invited, but that wasn't the case. I guess they just actually walked the red carpet, got in their car, and left. Like, that's all they wanted to do.
That's the statement that they probably wanted to make, was like, hey, look at what we're wearing for the red carpet. Don't care about the Grammys. Just want to make you all know that we're all here. And my are they married? I forget if they're married.
I thought, yeah, they are married, but then I thought they were getting a divorce. So I was really surprised to see them there. But like, he's crashing out right now. Like, he's tweeting all this stuff and deleting stuff. And it's just it's a mess. But I feel for that woman. I feel like she needs our help.
Yeah.
She does not look happy. She looks like she's like being held captive or something.
He's off his meds, man. He's got to be.
Something is not right there. I just get a really uneasy feeling with it.
I didn't think about that, but now that you're pointing out in the lip reader stuff, that worries me too.
Yeah, it's just really, ugh. All right, finally this morning, it's kind of crazy what people will do for their favorite sweet treat. Someone in the Atlanta area is now facing a felony charge for breaking into a mall and stealing the cinnamon rolls from Cinnabon.
You gotta be kidding me.
Hey, those are good, man.
They are good, but man, really?
It happened in the middle of the night, so they weren't the ones that were actually served by the staff. The police actually had fun with it on social media. They wrote, "Cinnabons can be tempting, but breaking into a mall for a midnight snack is just not smart. Now, instead of enjoying a warm, gooey cinnamon roll, you are facing a felony burglary charge. The county jail might have food, but trust us, it's no Cinnabon."
I'm dying. That guy was like, maybe he was high, got too many.
Oh, you
ate too many edibles.
Is there anything that you would consider breaking into the mall for? I would think about that Auntie Anne's pretzels. Those things, when you walk by, it's like, oh, so good.
Their hot dog. Is it like a pretzel covered hot dog with the cheese dip? Mm. I would break into the mall for that one.
Bring on the felony.
I'll take my lactose pills for that.
X 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, and it is time for Beat Mercedes. It is Minden Monday. We got our contestant on the phone. It's Dorothy. Dorothy, good morning. How you doing?
Let's go, Dorothy. Good morning.
Are you ready to do this? You sound like you're all business. You're like, good morning, let's go.
She does.
I think you have got it in you, Dorothy. It is going to be your day. I'm just feeling it. A $450 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers, up for grabs. Are you ready to do this?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm leaving all business, Dorothy, and I think I'm going to come back, and I don't know if I'm going to win this, but good luck, you guys.
Bye, Mercedes. She's taking her headphones off. Hey, Dorothy, so you do sound like all business. Are you on the way to work?
I'm dropping my oldest off at school.
Oh, nice. Do you want to shout out what school they go to? She said no, I don't want to.
Dorothy,
it's
all good.
The Mustangs, the Shadow Ridge.
Oh, nice. Sure, yeah. Go Mustangs. All right, Dorothy, this is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, "Got it," loud and proud, into the microphone of your phone. We stop the clock. We take your time down. And within the 5 seconds that you say "got it," you got to say something, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Dorothy, you got to take her down.
Yeah.
You got to take her down today. Come on.
Yeah. We want to make sure you win today, Dorothy. So the next sound that you hear is the game, and the song starts now.
Oh, my goodness. Got it.
What you got?
I have no.
3, 2...
No.
Ah, oh, Dorothy, I thought you had it. All right, we're bringing Mercedes in. Let's see how she does. J-Love is grabbing Mercedes. walking into the studio.
You should see the look on Mercedes' face when I opened the door.
She was serious, too. Yeah, she goes, Dorothy's
got a business face on.
Dorothy's serious, yeah. Mercedes serious.
Yeah, she's very serious.
How you feeling? You feel good?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How do you feel from just those few seconds outside?
I'm a little nervous. Dorothy's all business.
She is.
And she came to win. And I'm here for it. I'm ready for her to beat me. People don't understand. I want to be beaten on this game.
Okay. The next sound that you hear is the song. And the song starts now.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, my gosh. I know this song. Hold on. Got it.
What you got?
It's My Life. I can't think of the band. Hold on. Talk Talk?
Okay.
Is that right? I don't even know.
Mercedes.
You guys went with 80s songs.
You said on Friday if you wanted to get you, you do an 80s song.
I don't even know.
All right, let's talk about our results, all right?
All right.
Oh, Mercedes, you stopped the clock at 15.8 seconds, and you're right. The song is It's My Life by Talk Talk.
Okay.
Dorothy stopped the clock at 11.5 seconds, but she got the answer wrong.
No!
She got the answer wrong.
What did she say?
She just blanked out.
She goes, I know it. Oh.
That was so hard. Oh, my gosh. I know that you 80s music fans are screaming at the radio right now. Oh, my gosh.
But we know what your weakness is.
You found my weakness.
We have. So if you're good at 80s music, I mean, give it a shot sometime this week. And we do it every day at 7 a.m. Just saying.
You literally found my kryptonite. You found
gotcha.
It. You found it. Oh, my gosh. Well, Dorothy, I'm with you, girl. I mean, I got it, but I almost ran out of time there.
You did.
Which means that, yes, we get to bump that beautiful diamond pendant up to be worth $475 now. Thank you to Michael E. Minden and Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers for giving us such a beautiful prize. And tomorrow morning, same time, your chance to win. A huge thank you to all of you that showed up to Mix 94.1 night at the Vegas Thrill game on Friday night. We had such a great time. The team is in first place. It was a reverse sweep night. It was absolute chaos and insanity in there. And it was so cool to have you guys both there. You guys kind of were leading the Mix 94.1 festivities while I was doing the in-arena hosting. And it was a good time. Old habits die hard. I'm telling you, Jay Love, he was doing the Boulder Bowl contest with us, and that was a lot of fun. And then you, Steph, were part of the dance contest. And the only thing that shocked me about that dance contest was that you did not win. I thought for sure you were going to win
too.
That.
My wife was like, oh my gosh, Stephanie is good. I was like, oh my God, I've never seen you dance
You're
like that before.
So
ever. You're so
great.
Good.
Thank
yeah.
you.
I thought it
Thank
was fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I love doing the dance contest. And when they asked if I wanted to do it immediately, I was like, absolutely. And I was getting a lot of great feedback from all of you guys and just listeners in general saying, dude, you killed the dance contest. But there was one comment that came to me. This person DM'd me and I was thrown off guard because I thought I did a great job. Let me read this DM that this girl sent us. She said, hey, Steph, I was at the Vegas Thrill game on Friday, and you did something that shocked me. I was with my two sons, and we watched your dance contest. But when you went down to the splits and started twerking, I had to cover my son's eyes. What you did was inappropriate for a family-friendly event.
Oh, no.
Please be mindful that kids are watching you. Thank you and love the show.
Wow.
And if you didn't see...
Is that why you posted the video?
That's what I wanted to get people's reaction. Or like, yeah, and all that. So what I did was I posted the video of my dance move on our Instagram at Mix941. If you haven't seen it, go to our Instagram at Mix941 and look at the move I did. Do you think that what I did, that dance move, is inappropriate? Me in the splits and I'm twerking.
I'm looking at it right now. I mean, I get what she's saying, though. I mean, I totally see there. I mean,
come on. She's just messing around. It's just a dance move. But she's doing the splits, for God's sake. That's amazing.
But there's a time and a place for that kind of move.
And that was the time and that was the place.
Okay.
Well, where's the time and the place that I can do that?
I mean, it looked like you're doing like a spring break, like you're at spring break having a good time, having a couple of cocktails.
She supposed to do out there for a dance contest? Ballroom dancing?
No.
Is that the most appropriate time and place for that?
But I can understand what the lady is saying. I mean, she doesn't have to be a human shield for her sons looking at you on the ground like that, doing a twerk. I get it now. I see what she's talking about.
Well, the other girls, I mean, they were doing like backflips and they were doing all sorts of stuff. To me, it was all gymnastics that was happening out there. Well, there were back handsprings and there were splits.
Yeah.
And she was doing splits and the other girls were doing... I thought it was fine. Completely fine.
I thought she was auditioning. I'm now looking at the video. I'm like, dude, she's auditioning for a music video. That's what it looks like.
I think in my defense, there are a lot of dances and dance moves out there, even just on TV, unsolicited on, like, let's say the halftime show or just in general. There's way more provocative moves out there than what I did at the Vegas Thrill Game. And that's where I want my defense to come from, is that there's much more things out there that people are doing that what I did, it really, I think it was appropriate.
Well, I'm guessing, I don't know, what did she say the age of the kids on that message? I'm guessing they've seen way worse at school. I'm not saying that you don't have to be mindful with kids around. Believe me, I get it. I've been around things that were, I wanted to cover my kids' eyes, but it was all in the fun of it. It was the fun. It was a fun dance contest. It was the moment. You were having fun with it. I thought it was adorable. I mean, it was. Sometimes I feel like people are just looking for a reason to get upset about things. Like, they just so badly want to be angry that they will find anything to be angry about. And I'm not dismissing the fact that you want to make sure that your kids are not exposed to things before their time, but that I just look at, she was doing the splits and I didn't even realize that that's considered twerking what you were doing. I thought twerking was when you stand and then you shake your butt back.
Well, it's called percolating, really. So when you're in the splits and you start twerking, it's called percolating. But I think that's what she meant, is it's the same thing.
But doing the splits isn't, I had nothing wrong with that. But the bouncing of it when you're down on the ground like that, that kind of, I can see what she's talking about.
I just think that when people are saying that it's inappropriate, their minds are dirty.
Yeah, like, why are you taking it there? It's like, literally, we're getting some text here.
Okay.
This Abby says, were there guidelines? If not, then it's fine. This one says, ridiculous, nothing bad. These parents need to understand their kids see way worse at school. This one says, my son is 12 in the car. I showed him the post and he says it's not appropriate. Oh, it's not appropriate. Oh, okay, that's from Carson. Alyssa says, dance like nobody's watching, sis. Get it. This one says, Steph didn't make it inappropriate at all. She didn't stick her booty out at all. That move was appropriate. I don't know what that lady is talking about, but there's always going to be that one person that's going to hate. And then it says, you all ask for opinions and you're getting defensive when J-Love is giving you his. No, I'm just arguing it. Mm-hmm. I'm totally good. I want a difference of opinions. It's boring when we all get along.
I'm just saying that I understand what she's talking about. For me, I thought it was great, but looking at it from a parent standpoint, and she has two boys, and looking at that, I can see it.
Well,
I can totally get it.
Your wife came up to me after the dance contest, and she goes, girl, teach me that move.
No, don't. That's J-Lo's punishment.
You will not learn the move, Aaron.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Francesca, good morning.
Good morning, Mercedes.
You are caller 20. Are you ready to do this?
Finally.
All right. Here's the deal, Francesca. We've got these Win 'Em Before You Can Buy 'Em tickets to see The Weeknd. Literally just announced his concert coming to Las Vegas. And your tickets right now, you just got to conquer the Mega Minute. You think you can do this? 10 questions in 60 seconds?
Yes, let's do this.
All right, we are rooting for you. Are you all by yourself this morning, or do you have someone with you?
I have my daughter, Kyla.
Kyla?
Kyla.
Okay, guys, if anyone knows the answer, just scream it out, okay? If I hear a correct answer, we're moving on.
Okay.
All right, you guys, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute starts now.
How many Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are there?
Five?
No. The Liberty Bell. Four? Yes, I'll take that. The Liberty Bell is located in what U.S. state?
Washington.
No. What day of the week does the Super Bowl happen on each year?
February 9th.
Day of the week.
Sunday.
Yes. How many days are in the month of February this year?
28.
Yes. What music award show took place yesterday?
The Grammys.
Yes. What social media platform introduced Threads in 2024?
Instagram?
Yes. What mythical creature is half human and half horse?
Pass. Centaur.
Yes. Centaur. Yes. What country is the singer The Weeknd from?
Canada?
Yes. What is the most popular lucky number?
13?
No.
Oh my god. Darn it.
And that's like so like debatable, but they actually did stats on that. And the most popular lucky number is 7. I'm sorry, you guys. The Liberty Bell is located in Pennsylvania, just to go back on that one. And you pulled out Centaur. I was really impressed with that. I have to be honest. That was I would have never gotten that one right, which means Francesca. Kyla, I'm so sorry, but you did not conquer the Mega Minute. That means that you can hang up and call right back, because caller 20, you're getting these tickets, two of them, to see The Weeknd. Win them before you can buy them tickets to see him July 15th at Allegiant Stadium. Caller 20 gets them right now. 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
So the president signed executive orders on Saturday that's going to put tariffs against Canada, Mexico, and China into effect tomorrow. So economic experts are warning everyone, your grocery prices are probably going to go up on certain items. The orders are imposing 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada, 10% tariffs on goods from China. And then yesterday, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced that Canada is going to turn around and impose 25% tariffs of its own on $155 billion worth of goods from the U.S. and encourage Canadians to buy Canadian rye over Kentucky bourbon, skipping Florida orange juice, changing summer vacation plans and staying in Canada and visiting places there instead. They weren't as specific in Mexico. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum, she instructed her government officials to implement Plan B, which includes both tariff and non-tariff measures. So, yeah, they're just saying that you can definitely expect a rise in prices. No word on how long this is going to go on. The word is that there should be some negotiations going down today. We will wait and see if that happens. But just a warning out there. They're saying buy your avocados before tomorrow.
That's
because they're
going to
go up. They're going to go up.
Okay, avocados, what about tequila?
Tequila, all the stuff from Mexico. They said buy it before it goes into effect, which will be tomorrow.
Canada dry, buy that early.
Okay.
Buy that today.
But does this explain the eggs in price too? Is that something totally separate?
Well, it's not part of the tariff situation, but it's just part of the rising grocery prices. That and the bird flu that is going on is causing that too. So, yeah, it's just it's a lot. I know a lot of people were hoping things would go down, and they're not right now. So
does it ever?
Also, this morning, drinking coffee too young will stunt your growth. How many times did you hear that when you were growing up?
Every day,
yeah.
Any sort of caffeine, right? Well, according to new health guidelines, kids and teenagers between 5 and 18 should never have caffeine. Maybe grandma was right when she said that. They said, experts say that you should limit their intake of not just caffeine, but 100% juice and flavored milks, and avoid sugar-sweetened beverages and drinks containing artificial sweeteners. Instead, there are two drinks that they say kids should be drinking. Water and plain milk. That's
really?
It. Yeah, experts are really concerned because a lot of these energy drinks have so much caffeine. That's going to cause sleep issues, high blood pressure, anxiety. And then on top of that, if you decide to withdraw from it, you've got withdrawal problems too. Headaches, stuff like that. So caffeine is a stimulant. And pediatricians say that it can impact younger bodies different than adults. And kids may be less equipped to manage those mental and physical side effects.
I've noticed that kids nowadays are drinking more coffee. So much so that even in the TV shows that I watch, I'm a sucker for the show Exo Kitty.
Oh, I love that show. Yeah.
I love that show too.
Did you watch this new season?
Not yet.
Oh,
I'm still on season one.
It's okay. So
good.
So in season one, their kids in high school drinking coffee. And I'm like, wait, is this like the new thing, or is just more commonplace for teenagers to be drinking coffee nowadays?
Oh, yeah. A lot of them do. Well, most of my daughter's friends drink coffee. She will get she doesn't like just plain coffee, but she'll get a frappuccino that has espresso in it. And then she's fine with it. So and a lot of these things are sneaky. In putting the caffeine in there, there's chocolate bars that have caffeine in it. Some protein bars have it. Herbal drinks. There's these energy boosting gums and snacks. So it's everywhere.
Did you have your daughters drink coffee? Did they drink coffee when they were
young? No, they don't like it. Yeah. And I'm glad. I mean, and I think it's just based on how it smells. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they would actually taste it if they liked it better. But yeah, they've stayed away from it, thankfully. Finally, this morning, according to veteran divorce attorneys, men who work in three specific industries have the lowest propensities to commit infidelity. If you had to think of a job where you're like, oh gosh, there's no way that they would cheat on their spouses, what jobs would you put into that category? Kate Simmons is an Arizona-based lawyer, and she went on to name the three industries where she never sees cheating. And they may surprise you. I hope that someone's not listening and they're like, oh, yeah, my husband did that and he cheated on me. Oh. But number one on the list is accountants. She says, I see a pretty common personality type with accountants, and you're pretty safe with them. You should be pretty good with no cheating with accountants.
Are they saying that they're nerds?
They're just they're just very sticklers for the rules, and they just kind of do their own thing, and they don't really like that social aspect of going out and meeting someone. So if you got them, that you should be good.
Wait, I'm dying. I have a friend that's an accountant, and you're saying all the right things. She's just to the book, doesn't want to talk about anything, no socializing
very
whatsoever.
Type A personality. Yes. Number two, pharmacists. She says there's no cheating in pharmacy. Even the lovely Walgreens pharmacy, that they really, again, are kind of sticklers for the rules. And number three, farmers. If you're married or in a relationship with a farmer, she says, I predict no cheating will occur.
I was thinking more I don't know, medical fields other than the pharmacist part, but I'm thinking a vet. I feel like a vet is very they love their
very
pets.
Loyal. Well, she did list the top five of the chronic cheaters, and those jobs are pilots, flight attendants, military men, bartenders, and firefighters.
Where does radio personalities fall in there?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, there's not many of us out there anymore.
Yeah, so that's very, very true. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Last night, the Grammys, and a lot of people talking about it last night. In case you missed it, we had a little bit of a recap. But winning the actual big one, the Album of the Year, was Beyonce. She got that long-awaited Album of the Year award. It's been a while. I mean, I guess in her case, fifth time is a charm for her. As far as that goes, she had four previous losses for Album of the Year. And not only did she win Album of the Year, but she won Country Music Album of the Year. And I'm seeing a lot of discussion about it on both sides, on people just saying it is about time. She worked really hard on this album. Other people are really upset, say, you know, whatever their opinions are of her singing country music. I know you're a huge Beyonce fan, and so you had to have been really excited about that stuff.
Oh, I was jumping up and down when she, not only did she get country album or best country album, but when she got Album of the Year, I'm freaking out. I know I'm a biased perspective when it comes to Beyonce, but there was a lot of hate, like you said, that this is a popular or unpopular opinion is this wasn't a country album to me. And when I hear that, it defeats the purpose of why she put this album out. It's the reason why she did it was a few years ago when she was at the Country Music Awards. She was getting a lot of hate performing with the chicks. And this is the inspiration from that. This is why she put out a country album, is because country shouldn't, it's evolving. The people that are in country, they're very traditional. I feel like a lot of the change, it's hard for them when they hear music like Beyonce's country album, Cowboy Carter. So I think a lot of the hate stems from the traditional country music, and what we hear does not sound like the Beyonce Cowboy Carter album that we know.
What do you guys think of the album of the year win? 702-364-9400. I know that, you know, country music has a lot of deep roots in Black musical traditions, from what I understand. I know it's traditionally framed as like a white genre, but like a lot of the musical instruments, the banjo, from what I've read, that originated from African instruments that were brought over by slaves. So I know that country music has been deeply associated with white performers and audiences over time. It does tie into Black musical traditions.
Yes, and one of the things that she focuses on in Cowboy Carter is she pays a lot of homage to Linda Martell, which is one of the first Black artists in country, female artists, to be a part of the album. And she does a lot of stuff with Willie Nelson. She does Jolene, Dolly Parton. It's a lot of these things where I'm hoping that, why can't people have an open mind and just listen to the album with fresh ears, aside from being a country fan?
I think a lot of the argument, though, just on the other side, is that it was, of all the albums that were up for Album of the Year, it sold the least amount of units. It was at the bottom. A lot of people are saying Billie Eilish was absolutely robbed. How did she walk away with zero Grammys last night? And I do agree with that. I think she deserved something. I was really shocked that she didn't get anything. I'm not a huge country music fan. I just go out and say it. Do I think this album is fantastic? I mean, not really, but that's not really the kind of music I listen to. I still respect the art. I still respect the hard work that she put into it. I mean, what do you think, J-Love?
I honestly, I think that just people's mindset, they need to start focusing on different things, because she came out there here with this album. It was phenomenal for her to go out there and do it. And she deserved this accolades that she's getting for this.
Let's talk to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. What do you think about the album of the year going to Beyonce?
I think it's really awesome that Beyonce won it. She won it and deserved it because she stepped out of her norm and made an album that rocked the industry, because it's a genre-breaking album.
Do you think that that's what people are upset about? Like, why is she doing country music? Is that what it is? Because we're getting some texts here saying she only won because she complained. Please elaborate on that. I mean, I'm sure you're not the only person who thinks that. I would love to hear, like, what do you think, Rebecca?
I think that's crazy. I mean, she spent, think about the amount of hours, time, life experience growing up in the South as a Black woman. Like, country music is a part of Beyonce. And as someone who's been not always, but some of the albums, my family loved Cowboy Carter. My daughter's 8-year-old, 4-year-old, they love that album.
Well, you know, you're in luck, because she's going on that Cowboy Carter tour, and she's coming to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
No info on the dates yet. She did announce some dates for some of the locations today, but I didn't see Las Vegas on there. Ricky, hey, good morning. What did you think?
Girl, she should not have got that album. She should not have got that win.
She should not have won?
Nope.
Why do you say that?
Well, I'm a Beyonce fan, but I don't think I've looked at all the other people's opinions and whatnot, and yes, she did a country album. I don't even call it a country album. She linked up with a few artists, I think, that were big country, and she, you know, put out some music, but, I mean, compared to the other artists that were in the category, she does not deserve it at all. Like, I mean, she needs to stay with what Beyonce does and dominate in her world. But, like, when it comes to others, like, you know, genres of music or whatever, I understand, like, music is for everyone, but she's just not country. Like, she's not country to me. She put a cowboy hat on, and now she's country.
What do you think about someone like Taylor, who went from country music to pop music, and nobody really had an issue with that?
True, but remember, Shania Twain paved the way for that one.
Oh, from doing from pop to country? Is that what you meant, Ricky?
No, she went from country to pop.
Okay.
Well, she went from country to pop.
So
and
like,
the country people really loved. The country people had a big problem with that when that was coming down. So, I don't know. I like Taylor Swift, but I just don't think Beyonce should have won it. I mean, for Album of the Year, there was way better
I mean, album. It was just, I don't know.
I saw a lot of people argue that Chris Stapleton was robbed in the Country Album of the Year category. Ricky, you're not alone. A lot of people feel that way. I'm seeing it on both sides. We appreciate all your opinions on that. We have a huge concert announcement that we got to make here in just a couple of minutes, and we're going to have tickets to that show with Heads Up this morning. It's all coming up. It's Mix 94.1.
Now back to Mercedes in the Morning.
Are you ready for it?
On Mix 94.1.
We're talking Grammys this morning. Yesterday, it was really cool to see Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. They won for Best Pop Duo or Group Performance for their song, Die With a Smile. And the two of them actually performed the Mamas and the Papas' California Dreamin'.
All the leaves are brown and the sky is gray.
Performance was put on in honor of those impacted by the Los Angeles wildfires. Absolutely amazing. And during last night's Grammys, Lady Gaga, she used her time during music's biggest night to send a message of solidarity to trans people, and she debuted a new song and music video from her upcoming album, Mayhem. Let's play it for you now. We want to hear what you guys think. It's called Abracadabra, and it's on Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Peggy, you're caller 20.
Yay.
How you doing this morning? How was your weekend?
I had a good weekend. How about yours?
Pretty good. It was a busy one, but we are ready to go. All set. We just made this big ticket announcement for Hozier tickets, and you might be the first person in Las Vegas to win them right now with Heads Up. We just need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with Big Game, Time to Eat, Ronald Reagan, Roses, or Lights, Camera, Action?
I think Time to Eat.
Time to Eat. All right. National Chopsticks Day is on Thursday. These are things you would find in your kitchen, okay?
Okay.
Things you would find in your kitchen. Let's do this. We just need to get six in 60 seconds.
Sounds good.
All right, Peggy and Mercedes, your 60 seconds starts now.
If you're going to fry something, you fry it up in a
frying pan.
Yes. This is not pepper, but the other thing that goes with it.
Salt?
Yes. When you need the water to come out, you turn on the
faucet.
Yes. If you're going to have potatoes and you got to take the skin off, you use one of these.
Potato peeler?
Yes. This is what you put like your lettuce in to clean it and drain it.
A spinner?
No, it's like a
colander.
Yes. This is if you want to cut something, you cut it with a
knife.
Yes!
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You guys are so good, man.
Peggy, do you cook? Do you spend a lot of time in the kitchen?
I don't. I hate the kitchen.
So do I. How did we do that? I have no idea.
The colander one got me impressed.
I know. That's crazy. Well, congratulations, Peggy. You just got a couple of tickets to see Hozier, his Unreal Unearthed tour. And these are win them before you can buy him tickets. He's going to be at the T-Mobile Arena in October. First in for free. And we'll have these tickets all week long with Heads Up.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right. Well, man, there's so much going on this morning. In just a couple of minutes, we've got Jerk or Justified on the way. We will get your opinion on a situation and whether or not the person is a jerk or justified. But for right now, let's talk about like staying social. Everybody's getting older every single day, but fortunately, there are things we can do to help keep our bodies and our minds in good shape as we age. Like, obviously, exercise, a good diet. But if you found out that there was one activity you could do to help delay dementia by 5 years and lower its overall risk by 38%, would you do it?
Yes.
Of course. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, this is the one thing. This is what you may change your mind when I tell you what it is. They say you have to stay socially active. They did a study at Rush University and they found a simple way for the elderly to ward off dementia is to stay socially active. And that can take a lot of forms, going out to eat with your friends, going to religious services, just meeting up for a walk, game of cards. The idea is to stay connected. They did this study and they followed like 1,900 older adults who did not have dementia. They checked in with them every year to just see what their social activity has been. And then they measure their cognitive health. And over 7 years, 545 of the participants developed dementia. 695 showed signs of mild cognitive decline. And they factored in things like age and education and all that stuff. And they found that social activity is linked to a 38% lower chance of developing dementia.
Do you think, Mercedes, that you're a socially active person?
No.
Why?
I think it's because of what we do, where we talk. So then when we're off the air, I get quiet. And it's not that I don't like people. I really do love people, but I just am very introverted when we get off the air. And so I just kind of need time to decompress, I think.
That was me on Friday night after the Vegas Thrill game. J-Love comes up to me. He goes, come on, you and James, let's go out for some drinks. Let's go. And at first, I'm like, damn it. I don't want to say no to him. But I looked at James.
I was buying.
I know you were buying, but that's not the point. The point is I'm exhausted. It's been a long day. I'm over here doing the dance contest. I'm twerking on the floor. I'm exhausted. So then you go, let's go for drinks. I look at James and I give him the signal like, I do not want to go.
No, absolutely not. What's the signal?
The signal is, let me see what James says. Once he knows, like, let me see what James says, he's like, oh, that's a no.
Yeah, because if you wanted to, you would have been like, sure, let's go.
Exactly. And then were you hurt by me, Jay? I'm sorry if I said no.
No, I wasn't. No.
Okay.
No. It's all good.
Good.
I get it. Sometimes I'm in that point too when somebody asks me, hey, you guys want to go out? I'm like, let me ask Erin.
Yeah.
Ask her if she's mine.
And then Erin's like, yeah, let's go. And you're like, oh, man.
Yeah. Regret it.
All right. So new stuff on Justin Baldoni and the Blake Lively lawsuit. Man, this thing just does not go away. So Justin Baldoni made good on his promise to put out a website that would contain, at least according to him, evidence that supports his allegation against Blake Lively. The website is thelawsuitinfo.com. It has like a 224-page amended complaint PDF. It's got a 168-page PDF of timeline of relevant events. This is so messy. The amended complaint includes details like Baldoni's team claiming that the metadata from the New York Times article that was posted in December about his alleged harassment and smear campaign, that they colluded for months, and the metadata shows that. They're in this huge escalating legal battle, and Blake has accused him of sexual harassment and defamation. He's countersued for $400 million, alleging defamation and civil extortion. So, yeah, now the website's out. You can read it for yourself.
I just looked at the website. I'm not going to read all this. I'm going to go through all this.
Yeah, give me the Cliff's Notes version of it, please. Tell me what it says.
Yeah, or the, what do they call the, are you, the dummy books?
Baldoni for Dummies.
Yes, exactly.
Finally, this morning, Teddy Swims already has a special nickname for his baby on the way. He was just on the Kelly Clarkson show, and he showed this funny story about how he and his girlfriend found out that they were expecting. So he said that she was complaining of just all the symptoms that you get with like a period. And he said, I was like, this has been going on for a while. Maybe we should check this out. So they decided to take a trip to his favorite store, which we talked about last week, Bucky's.
Yes.
And they grabbed a couple of adult onesies. And while they're there, they're like, hey, let's grab some pregnancy tests. We might as well. I mean, Bucky's sells everything, beef jerky and pregnancy tests. You can get it all. Anyway, they got back to their hotel room and they were like, let's just do one of these. Let's see what it says. And that's how they found out that they were pregnant. He said, we're freaking out and we're finding this out in our Bucky's onesies. So until they pick a real name, they have settled on the fun placeholder as calling their baby Bucky until they decide what the name is.
Naming your baby after Bucky's. Imagine Bucky. He can go to Bucky's and he gets everything Bucky's.
I think they should keep it. This is just a placeholder. Like, did anyone have a placeholder name for their child when they were pregnant? We called Brooklyn. No, was it Sophie? No, it was Sophie. We called Sophie Fred because we were just like, we don't know what the name's going to be. We're like, we'll just call it Fred. And so she was Fred until we found out she was a little girl.
Did you guys do gender reveals back then?
No, we didn't do anything like that. We just found out on our own.
And then let's say Sophie was a boy, would you name her Fred?
No, absolutely not. I literally have no idea why we came up with Fred. Poor thing.
Oh, man, Fred.
Well, these guys just walked away with a Grammy last night for this song, Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, Die With a Smile.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On Mix. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it is Monday. That means it is time for Jerk or Justified. If you ever have a situation that you want us to address for Jerk or Justified, where we'll tell you whether or not you're being a jerk or if you're totally in the right, let us know. You can message us through our website, mix941.fm, also on social media, and that is Mercedes in the morning. Okay, this one comes from Adam. Says, good morning, guys. Tell me if I'm a jerk or justified for this. I recently borrowed a few things from my brother while I was staying with him. Some shaving razors, shaving cream, and cologne. When I was leaving, I offered to replace them, the items, so I went to the store and bought the same things, but the knockoff brands, to save a little money. I'm short on money right now, which is why I was staying with him in the first place. I was going on job interviews and needed some grooming supplies. So that's why I bought the knockoffs and not the name brands. If I could have afforded the name brands, I would have bought them. Anyway, my brother immediately complained about it and told me if I didn't replace them with the name brands, I was being disrespectful and not appreciative of what he was doing for me. So am I the jerk here or is he the jerk here? I feel like I did nothing wrong. Thanks. I listen every morning. From Adam. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Is Adam a jerk or was he justified?
Jay, why don't you go first? We were talking about this.
He's a jerk. First of all, I'm letting you stay in my house. Don't use my expensive products. Come prepared. Bring your own stuff. Don't use my stuff. Sorry. No, he's a jerk.
Steph?
I think he's justified. I mean, I think that Adam's brother... Yes, he's doing him a favor by letting him stay there and stuff like that, but that's family things. At least he took the initiative to replace it, although he didn't have enough money for the exact item. It's the effort that made it work. So I think that Adam is justified in this sense.
I feel like, you know, for me, if it's family, it truly is like a case of what's mine is yours. What's, you know, just if you need it, especially if he's on hard times right now and, you know, okay. I think where you may have gone wrong, Adam, and where you could have maybe made amends a little bit was to give him the heads up that you were going to replace him with the other versions. Like, I'm sorry, I can't buy your Crest toothpaste, but I can buy you the Albertsons version of Crest.
The great value.
Yeah, exactly. What do you guys think? Let's talk to Ellen. Ellen, good morning. Jerk or justified? Is Adam a jerk or is he justified?
He is justified. Give me a break. If you are so worried about getting it replaced, you shouldn't loan it out. I feel like it's your brother. It's no big deal. If anything, you can say you're annoyed that he bought you the cheap stuff. But when you let somebody borrow something, you just assume you're not getting it back.
Mm. So, with house guests, if you have a house guest stay at your house and, you know, you provide them with soap and shampoo and whatever, do you expect them before they leave to replace those items? Would it be the same kind of thing with your brother, you know?
Never. I would never ask somebody to replace things. I mean, I think that's so petty.
Well, then I'm petty then, because honestly, I got to tell you,
well,
if you're going to come in my house knowing that you're going to stay for a long period of time, you bring your own stuff. Don't use my stuff. I paid good money for my stuff, and don't come and give me some knockout crap. No.
I mean, he's short on money. He's looking for a job. Like,
give him a break.
But
he had money to replace it,
yeah,
though.
He's doing his best. He's replacing it with what he can afford.
He's a jerk.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Shayna, what do you think? Jerk or justified?
I gotta say he's a jerk.
Thank you.
Why?
Well, for one, the brother was nice enough to let him come and stay, so obviously, you know, he's willing to help, but don't go in my things and then bring me the knockoff item.
I mean, I get that. I do. But I also, maybe I'm just too empathetic. I just feel bad that the guy's on hard times right now, and he's looking for a job, and he literally tried to do the best he could by replacing what he could. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
Well, thanks for calling, Shayna. We appreciate you. Let's talk to Sammy. Sammy, jerk or justified?
So I think I'm talking about the brother who took his brother in, right?
Yes. Or we did talk about whoever. Who's the jerk here?
Yeah, the jerk is the brother who needed help. He's the one that's the jerk.
How come? Why do you say that?
You know, because he came into my house and he borrowed my stuff and then he replaced it with knockoff stuff. It's okay to be down on your luck, and I'm happy to help, but when you get back on your feet, you replace my nice stuff that I had.
Oh, you man.
You should have bought the knockoff stuff for yourself to begin with, personally.
That's actually a very good point. Like, maybe instead of using his stuff in the first place, just go and buy the knockoff stuff for yourself to use, but at the same time, I like that idea, Sammy. That's a really good one. At the same time, though, what's done is done. Now it's like, oh, man. I don't know, Adam. It sounds like most people think you were kind of the jerk in this one, but I'm with you. You know, hard times, hard times.
Yeah.
It's Mix 94.1.